You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. One of the hardest things about being a teacher is figuring out how to meet the needs of students of all different abilities. Some perform way above grade level, while others may need intensive help just to follow along. In our ongoing series, The Big Fix, WNYC and the website Gotham Schools have been looking at three low-performing high schools. WNYC's Beth Fertig is following Chelsea Career and Technical Education High School, and she has this report on the teacher tasked with helping her colleagues.
Tanya Weary got a big promotion in September, but she's not too crazy about the name.
I hate the title of master teacher. It is the absolute worst title ever.
It's not that she doesn't think she deserves the 30% raise in exchange for mentoring other staffers. It's just that she sees an obvious contradiction.
You're never a master in this profession. I don't know other professions, but this profession is the one that humbles you the most.
As a special education teacher, Weary is particularly humbled. Chelsea now puts all of its special ed students in mainstream classes. That means almost every one of the school's 42 teachers has a special ed student sitting in his or her class. And it's Weary's job to help her colleagues learn the tricks of the trade. At a school where only half the students graduate on time, that's a big job. In this 11th grade history class, students sit in clusters reading about the Lincoln-Douglas debates. Weary co-teaches this class. She and the history teacher have handed out two different reading assignments for the 33 students. One is an easier version, printed for 12 of the students, including two with special needs. The kids don't know why they've got different handouts. Weary helps a girl who doesn't understand Lincoln's statement that a house divided against itself cannot stand.
So now, what Lincoln means by this is, in terms of the United States,
that if we don't come together,
there'll be war.
A boy at the same table pipes in with the answer.
We the people.
Okay? You're right. Come on, we the people.
Yeah, if we the people don't come together, it's just going to fall apart.
What's going to fall apart?
The union.
The what?
Union.
The union. And what does that mean, the union?
Weary has been working with history teacher Annette Raymond for years. Raymond says they spend a few hours each week going over what their different students can handle because some are a few years behind grade level, even if they're not special ed.
Most of our time is basically done doing the research, trying to find appropriate materials. And that is so challenging for us.
For example, Weary holds up a three-page reading that's single-spaced.
I would have to completely reformat this. If I wanted to, my special ed students, I would take half of it, reformat it so that it looks different, so that the students have room to write and room to think and pauses.
Weary is in her eighth year of teaching at Chelsea. She switched careers after working on the business side of NYU's education department. Principal Brian Rosenblum says he promoted her to master teacher because his staff needs help tailoring instruction to about 550 students performing at vastly different levels.
She's running meetings in the mornings, as well as meeting with teachers individually and with groups and visiting classrooms. And I think it is improving the instruction in the classrooms. Is it improving the instruction in every classroom? Not yet. Will it eventually? I hope it will. And I believe it will.
The city and the teachers union agreed to the new title of master teacher last summer for schools like Chelsea that are getting federal improvement grants. Rosenblum chose to hire just one. The salary is $124,000. The principal preferred to spend most of his grant extending the school day so kids would have more time in class.
This back row, do they give you enough production? They're the normal off-task cell phone kind of thingy going on.
When Weary isn't teaching or meeting with teachers, she observes them at work. In Scott Fowler's graphic arts class, some of the students are cruising along making logos, but one boy can barely launch the software program.
Okay, so where are you at? Which tool are you on? You're on which one?
Fowler is in his second year of teaching and says it's hard working with a class of 32 students.
In here, you have every level of kid, from the special ed up to the really gifted.
Fowler meets with Weary afterwards. She counsels him on adapting assignments and singles out one student who has trouble paying attention.
I think, he has a touch of, I would say, without being diagnosed, clinically diagnosed, ADHD, because he cannot stay focused for a long period of time. But he's able.
Weary says she'll give this student more thought. But first, she has to go teach a class. It's a lot of juggling, this new title of hers. And that constant challenge is the reason why she says even the master teacher is still learning. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.
For more on our Big Fix series and Chelsea High School teacher Tanya Weary, visit our website at WNYC.org.